Hi everybody, welcome to the Mental Toughness and Body Show. My name is Rob Evans and I'm your transformation coach and health strategist. Today, I want to talk about perhaps a controversial topic. I don't know, but it's about wokeness and whether we're becoming too woke and our awareness of what we do in our lives and our business and how things have evolved, I think, since the time that I first started business. To bring this into, I guess, day-to-day sort of conversation. It's not something that I was really aware of until maybe even as little as 12 months or 2 years ago, somebody mentioned the term woke, and I said, what does that mean? And they're explaining it to me. And obviously, I think it's expanded over time and obviously, you know, we're referring to issues concerning social, political injustice, inequality, and so forth. And I guess with the, it's just now got some controversy around it because it's impacting what happens in movies and like Disney and what they're choosing to do with some of their, the way that they produce some of their movies and. Some of the language that we now use and things that were once okay are now not okay. And it's becoming more and more mainstream media and conversation. So the reason that I'm talking about this today is I have, I guess, recently been challenged, not by myself, but just by my own thinking about the industry that I work in. And is there a push for a change in the way that we language things, the terms that we can use now and not use and so forth. And so so where I spend most of my time as a transformation coach and health strategist, I did used to call myself a weight loss coach, right? But I don't do that anymore because I think the languaging that we use has changed over time, and I do prefer the term focusing on health, because I noticed a change with COVID that when I first started on my business, so 15 years ago, I've been working in on my own body and working closely in the health and fitness industry for 36 years now. It's been a hell of a change, but since 15 years ago, many of the challenges we have now didn't exist back then. It was just different because with the social media and the just constantness of things that were not put in our face before now are. So that just creates various, I guess, mental health issues for us. It then leads on to other health issues and so forth. But when I first started, people that were coming to me said, I want to lose weight, I want to lose weight, I want to lose weight. And let's face it, there are industries out there or businesses out there like Weight Watchers. Will they at some point change their branding because it's like, well, you're focusing just on the weight. And is that really a great outcome for you? Is it going to lead to great outcomes for you? And so, anyway, if people started coming to me for that, that's where I focused all my marketing and my branding and all my success stories and so forth, focusing on the headlines that such and such lost X kilos of weight, etc. I have it on my website right now how many tons of weight, it's over 10,000 kilos of weight loss that has been lost so far. And when COVID hit, there was, and then subsequent to COVID, I found that when people were coming back to me, they were saying that it was just different. So they were more thinking about health. Why? Because we just went through a global health pandemic and health seemed to be something that was more at the forefront of people's minds. I want to improve my health. I want to be healthier. And even though, as a globe, statistically, we're becoming more overweight and obese, so that the weight is going up, people were mentioning it as, say, number two or number three priority for them. And yes, I'd like to lose some weight as well, because they recognize that that if they're carrying excess, that is going to lead to some other health-related illnesses potentially down the track. So they do acknowledge that, but that's not where their focus is. So yes, we still have the problem in terms of overweight and obesity, but there are also a lot of triggers for people which can affect the other end of the spectrum, which is like where my daughter was in terms of developing an eating disorder. And so I'm very conscious of the language that I use now because of everything that she went through. And it doesn't mean that I'm not still aware when somebody comes in and, you know, if they're clearly overweight, I don't talk to them about that. I wait for them to tell me about what it is that they want to achieve. And knowing that really, by setting somebody up with a healthy lifestyle and healthy habits, the byproduct of that is going to naturally be some weight loss. But if that is not important for somebody, then we focus on the health aspects of getting them into a great, sustainable, healthy routine, which will usually involve somebody changing their eating habits as well. Just setting them up for success for the long term. And just this week, I was doing some work, because obviously I do advocacy work. I'm working with major hospitals and so forth with in the space of the eating disorders. And so I was looking at a website of one of the organizations that is a major source for eating disorders. And it was encouraging people to step away from businesses that work in the health and fitness industry, the gym industry, etc., because of them not reflecting a healthy lifestyle, healthy image, etc., etc. And I thought, oh gosh, and this is the first time I've seen it. And it wasn't saying stepping away from all of them, but if there's a focus on weight loss, if there's other aspects of what people are doing and dieting and all that kind of stuff. So have we got to that place where it's not okay to be talking about weight loss? Is that now not okay? Have we become that woke where now the health and fitness part of our lives is forming part of that woke conversation where you can't talk to somebody about this sort of space? Now, obviously, I'm very sensitive about what can trigger people, and certainly there is no room for body shaming, anything like that, because we have to focus on people being healthy and being supportive and so forth. But it seems like we are getting to that place where if somebody is, say, excessively overweight, then it's not okay for us to be talking to the person about health or any of those things. Is that now not okay to be doing that? Is it not okay to be, say, providing services that target maybe that person that really wants that? Are we not allowed to now do that because that may now trigger people that are in that position, but that's going to make them feel really bad about who they are and what it is that they're going to achieve, and that may achieve some other adverse side effect for their mental health? It's like, gosh. So I'm actually going to have a conversation with my coach about it, to see, all right, do I actually have a branding misfit at the moment? because on the one hand, I advocate for funding and changes for our youth and eating disorders. It doesn't just exist with the youth, but obviously that's what I'm passionate about because of my daughter. But also I work in an industry that is perceived to be really toxic in this space as well. Now, even though my approach is completely different, but the problem is that even with my daughter, I was judged so critically and so heavily by medical professionals that should know better, but judged by them, that I caused her issues because I work in the health and fitness industry. And not one person ever asked me, so how do you actually work with your clients? Because there's a perception that this is what happens in the health and fitness industry, but I could be open to the fact that not everybody does that. So tell us how you do it with your clients. And if anyone bothered to ask me, they would see that I don't work with people that way. And in fact, what I usually get people to do when I'm examining what it is that their current lifestyle is I get them to eat more. And I get to flood their bodies with with nutrients and so forth so that they can achieve what it is that they ultimately want to. But it's achieving a healthier version of them. But nobody ever asked. So I work in this industry where there's a lot of judgment. And on the flip side of that, there's a lot of people in the industry that are very toxic for the industry. And you only have to look at social media for that to see just how much bad stuff there is out there that could be promoted by girls and guys. But there's a lot of girls that are on there holding themselves out to look a certain way and going for a certain look because they're doing these videos wearing almost wearing nothing or super, super tight clothes and saying that, well, this is what you need to do. Now, that's going to appeal to young girls because it's normally young girls that are doing these types of videos. I mean, none of my videos are like that. Now, why do they do it? Well, they do it for the views, they do it for the likes, etc., etc. And perhaps, oh, wow, yeah, I really like, I want a body like that, or whatever it is that appeals to people in terms of why they click and comment and put flaming emojis and all that kind of stuff. But a lot of the conversations also can be around, or the perceptions can be around just achieving a certain look. And a lot of it is not about health and long-term sustainability. It is about extreme types of figures that they may want to achieve. You don't get the whole picture from somebody. You don't get the whole truth. They'll give you their version of the truth, whatever that looks like. But a lot of it can involve filtering as well. It's just not great. So we are not leaders in the space of, in the industry, leaders in the space of making people potentially feel good about themselves by watching a lot of this stuff. And so I see a lot of videos of people like doing these exercises and putting a whole bunch of positivity around the work that they do, et cetera, et cetera. But it doesn't look like a healthy body. Yeah, it might be somebody that is super, super stick-like skinny. And like holding out that this is the way that you should be too. But one, it may not be achievable for most people because of genetics and just the... You know, some people are, if you're built like me and you're short, then you're not going to be able to achieve those long, lengthy muscles and that kind of look. But it also doesn't particularly look healthy either. So, you know, it's a tricky situation. We just need to do better as an industry. But when you've got these influencers that are perhaps posting like extreme exercise, extreme bodies, and for the male side of things, I see some very weird types of videos and body images on there as well, and that doesn't create a good mindset or the right approach for many men out there. Let's face it, it's going to be young men that are going to be influenced by those things. It's going to be young girls that are influenced by some of this other stuff as well. And we just need to do better. And so I get that there are people out there that are not doing the best thing to help people move forward in a positive way for themselves and focus on their health. I get that. But my point is that not everybody is like that. And I certainly come from a completely different position on it. However, I come back to the original statement, which is, have we now become so woke, and now that the health and fitness is coming part of this, that I now can't talk about certain things? So like, for instance, I have some landing pages that give people three options about losing weight and keeping it off. The second one is getting healthy and staying healthy. And the other one is getting buffed. And so, like, if you do want to get that kind of fitness model body, then, you know, we can help you do that as well. It's like, okay, is that now wrong? Is that now going to offend too many people? Is that going to not suit what people want? Now, obviously, I still get clients coming into me. But are we getting to that point where you just can't talk about that anymore? Because it's just going to turn people away from the way that you're branding yourself. So it's a dilemma that I am facing right now. And I only came across it 2 days ago on this website. I thought, wow, okay, does that now mean that I need to be doing things differently in what it is that I'm doing? So I guess I pose the question to all of you in whatever it is that you do in your life, in your business. Do we need to become more woke? Or are we getting to a point where that wokeness side of things is just becoming way too much, and we need to take a stance and say, well, I'm not going to alter the way that I'm doing things because there is still a need for this and there's still a demand for it, and it's okay to keep doing it the way that you're doing it. I don't know the answer yet, but I'm going to be open to what my coach has to say about it, and we will go from there. Watch this space. It's just interesting, but it's also an example of, just because you started a business, say, 15 years ago, you can't do things the same way all the time. You have to adapt. And like these conversations that I'm having with you right now, I don't even know whether the word certainly didn't exist in the way that we use it now, wokeness, that is, 15 years ago. It just didn't happen. And the amount of toxic stuff that's on social media now, it didn't exist back then. And now, like, because negativity gets so many more views, that's what people post more of, the more controversial stuff. And I honestly, I don't care about the views. I care about doing what's right. And if the way that I'm doing things is offending people, then I need to be open to changing that, because that's not what I'm about. And so, yeah, you just can't always do what you've always done and expect to get the same results. Sometimes you just need to modify things. So that's my thought for today. If you want to connect with me, go to mentaltoughnessandbodyshow.com and opt in for a free consultation right there. I'll keep you posted as to what the coaching advice is on this. See you tomorrow.